Welcome to the Real Short Box. My name is Jarrett.
My name is Kevin.
I'm gonna go with Dwayne today.
Damn it.
Who's that?
It's my middle name.
Are you kidding me?
Donald no. Dwayne Chapman.
Your parents actually gave you the middle name Dwayne?
Yeah, man.
Wow.
I'm cool as shit.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Wow, I've never met an Irish person with the name Dwayne.
Yeah, now you have.
Dwayne is a powerful name.
Yes,
and
it is.
And speaking of power...
I like that.
Today's episode show topic is going to be about the hosts. That would be Donald, Kevin, and myself. We each chose our five superpowers that we would have if we could have superpowers. And I gotta say, this was actually one of the quickest lists I've ever made, and it was really weird because my list is random as fuck, and yet it was like just kind of came to me.
You masturbate to this list though, right?
I said it came to me. Get it?
You're sick.
So,
You're a sick man.
We chose five superpowers, and let's just get it. It started and kick some ass. Kevin, what do you got?
Well, my first power that I would love to have would be part of the Parliament of Trees. To be...
I was like, I guess you'd have to be a British citizen, but right. I thought you wanted to join the Parliament.
I wouldn't mind being an MP. That'd be good.
Well, he meant the Funkadelic...
You could. That's even more attainable.
But, you know, I want to be Swamp Thing. I mean, the power of Swamp Thing is amazing.
The green.
To control all plant life. On Earth.
Yeah, well, and on other planets as well.
And other planets as well.
If you travel to there.
Well, all the vegetation.
We had a smackdown
back
with the Swamp Thing.
Versus the Hulk.
Versus the Hulk, and the Swamp Thing won because the Swamp Thing is pretty goddamn unstoppable.
That's right, and I know a lot of people out there. As a matter of fact, we spoke to a mutual friend of yours who's an artist, and he disagreed with me about that. And I tried to explain to him, but I said, you know, if
I think we kind of swayed him a little.
A little bit, but he really believes that the Hulk...
Oh, that's because I was tickling him.
Okay, stop tickling. I agree, Swamp Thing.
Yes, just Swamp Thing, it just has an amazing power. I mean, besides the obvious of superhuman strength, he has, like, almost eternal durability. He has telepathic dominion over plant life. He can shapeshift, so he can show up on one part of the Earth, like in the Amazon, and then re-show up somewhere in the... You know, near the sequoia trees in Northern California, if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't really destroy them in the traditional sense. It's like it's very, very difficult. You need some serious, serious power,
right,
to even harm this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So Dr. Alec Holland, for me, if I had to be like this green monster creature out there who can just control the plants, all the vegetation, especially all the plants that have a lot of poisonous attributes, Swamp Thing. Swamp Thing's powers is for me.
All you gotta do is give up your body.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah. You're never gonna be able to masturbate again.
That's true, but you know what? It's worth the sacrifice.
Didn't he have a weed dick in the movie or something like that? In the old 80s film.
What?
He had sex and it was like, she was like, how do we like do this? And like a little like something blossomed and I think she ate it. Like it was something fucking... It affected me as a child, man. I saw that when I was like six, the Swamp Thing film. Yeah, there was some
You're
weird
going around
yeah.
sucking off sunflowers and shit. You
I just like of... broke off my dick and handed it to a girl. She's like, "What the hell did you do?"
Dandelions.
I'm like, "Can't take it."
How in the world are you married?
plant dick.
Yeah.
Wow.
Enough
it's
said.
Intoxicating.
So I guess Miracle-Gro does work.
So Swamp Thing.
Speaking of Miracle-Gro, my guy would be, or the power I chose is, I chose it from a character, which would be from Multiple Man, aka Jamie Madrox.
That's a good choice.
He was a predecessor to, or a subset of mutants, basically. His power is the ability to create perfect copies of himself, which he calls dupes, and all items on his person, clothing, weaponry, etc., through impact when he absorbs kinetic energy. It's through an unknown process, of course. Most of the time, this is caused by him snapping his fingers, stomping his foot, being struck, or collisions. Each of the duplicates have exactly the same power as Jamie himself and has independent thought, though Madrox Prime is usually telepathically and empathetically linked to the dupes. His powers have, at least once, been shown to affect the actual design of the shirt he was wearing.
Oh, wow.
Which is pretty cool. He can absorb all the dupes back into himself at will, which also makes him absorb the memories, knowledge, and skills of the duplicate.
Yep.
The dupe usually appears right beside the body it springs from. It has been noted that dupes have trouble creating more dupes themselves if they have not used their powers for a while. So I thought that was really cool. I was like, man, to be able to like, look, you know, there's times when you sit down. It's like me in freaking editing software.
Right.
All right. I like it, but I don't want to sit there for 15 hours to learn how to do two or three things.
Right.
So a duplicate of yourself would be awesome.
Do a dupe. Say, hey, you need to sit here and learn this. And then after he's done. Yeah.
Fuck you, Prime.
After he's done, just absorb his ass back. Get his knowledge.
I hate you, Dwayne Prime. I hate you.
Done. Done, guys. Done. You can't think, I can't think of a better power than sending other people, other me's off into the world to imagine the sexual experiences you'll have.
Sexual experience or like, hey, I want you to like work out heavy duty for like 3 months, just hardcore, and you absorb them back and you're like, I'm feeling a lot more fit now.
Yeah.
Or also you can make a lot of money if you send your dupes out to do jobs.
You can start your own business.
Yeah. Yes. Quite literally.
Moving business.
Yeah. Can you imagine?
Or IT business if you get enough of those guys in front of the computer. To learn what they need to learn.
By the way, what do you do about the legacy virus?
What legacy virus? Oh, wasn't he like able to like defeat it by just spreading himself out so far that it didn't affect him any longer?
And then you know what they did after that? They gave him the Mpox, the one from the Terrigen Mist. I was like,
Why do you keep picking on him for?
Yeah. Like, oh, mutant disease? Give it to him.
It's like him or Wolverine. We'll just keep giving one of these guys the disease.
Motherfucker can't die. That's the note of it.
He's
going
to die.
So he's got great powers. That's my first.
And we also didn't choose that you're going to die. You don't have to live the lives of these characters. You just have their powers.
There right. Thanks, Kevin.
For instance, you were talking about kinetic energy. That is such a coincidence because my first choice was Sebastian Shaw, the Black King.
Woo.
Shaw is a mutant with the unique ability to absorb all kinetic and thermal energy directed at him and use it to augment his strength, speed, stamina, and recuperation capabilities to superhuman levels. I was talking about this. I spitball with my daughter, my oldest daughter, Madeline. And she's like, so what are your powers? And I told her about Sebastian Shaw. And she's like, that's cool. You know, I was explaining it to her. I was like, look, for instance, right now I'm walking you to school. I'm building up strength. Everything I hit, I'm just juicing up. By the time I get to the end of the block, I can go fight the Hulk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's just like, it's such a cool, kind of in a Swamp Thing vein, an unending power of just like, you just constantly absorbing energy as much as you want, and then you can just choose how you use it. I think it even affects aging. It makes him age slower.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a badass. But I just love the thing of like, yeah, hit me as much as you want. I can take it all and then throw it back at you.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So Sebastian Shaw.
You know, he's a great metaphor, Sebastian Shaw. No matter what you throw at me, I can take it.
I can mm-hmm. take it and mm-hmm. send it right back, motherfucker.
That's
and
right.
I could also have sweet, sweet sideburns and an awesome ponytail.
Mutton chops,
mutton
sir.
Mutton chop,
wear
yeah.
like
colonial.
18th century clothes.
Yeah.
If you wish.
If yeah. you wish.
You
by the way,
suit.
Can he handle like thermonuclear, you know, blast or anything like that? If someone like, you know, dropped a freaking
I think
nuke
if
on
you
him,
shot him and stuff like that, yeah, he would
it
just...
It is like kinetic. I mean,
yeah.
if it comes at him in a force, I think he can
yeah.
absorb it.
Kind of like Bishop
but
is very similar.
It also depends, I think, on the cellular level, on the strength of the cellular level, if it's able to absorb that and re-put it out there. If those cells are burning away faster than they can regenerate and multiply,
right.
then he might have an issue. So
right.
I guess there's probably a limit, but he'll probably never see that limit in his lifetime or
right.
the many others that he lives.
When it does say here, his powers can enable his body to withstand cutting from adamantium. So he can make himself more durable. Which is pretty badass.
That's
I think
it.
His only. I think the only downside of the power was it could be, like anyone, like overcharged or something like that.
Like Bishop,
and you got to
yeah.
let it out,
yeah.
like Captain Atom when he absorbed that nuclear energy and had to
right.
go into space.
Right. But
yeah.
still, as an everyday dude, if I had that power, I'd kick so much ass. I'd love it. And that's my first. Kevin, want to go to number two for you? Don't poop. That's some poop humor. People.
That's a number two.
Yeah.
Well, number two is one of my. Top three all-time superheroes, and that would be the Silver Surfer, Mr. Norn Rad.
Do you have his first appearance?
In fact, I do.
Oh, sweet justice.
Fantastic Four 48. 48.
And 49. 49 is like the first cover appearance.
And Galactus, too, right?
And Galactus,
God,
too.
God, that's a pairing.
It's a beautiful pairing. Yep. And matter of fact, my copy is signed by the great Stan Lee. Oh, really? Wow. CGC and a high grade too, if I might add, brothers.
Kevin doesn't know this, but I dressed as Stan Lee a couple years ago and signed his comic.
Hey, here you go, true believer.
Well, I know
Excelsior.
I know you're lying because you're not left-handed.
Yeah, well, I learned, Kevin, because I made multiple copies of myself and set one off.
And you taught yourself how to write left-handed.
Hell
right?
Yeah.
How to be a southpaw. Huh?
I was like, bitch, you learned to write left-handed.
This is my ambidextrous do.
Yep.
That's good.
Got it.
Now, Silver Surfer, I mean, first of all, the freaking surfboard.
Power Cosmic, right?
Basically. Yeah, Power Cosmic. But that surfboard is so cool to transport, and he can, you know, go anywhere in the
Kevin,
universe.
Just learn to surf if that's what you want.
Yeah, we don't got to go crazy with cosmic powers.
Right, we live in Southern California.
Yeah,
that's true.
Get to a beach.
But yes, of course, the Power Cosmic that was bestowed upon him by Galactus. You can't go wrong there.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
You can't go wrong
silver.
There. And that's beautiful silver, you know, coating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the guy looks like...
You don't have a penis.
That's true. But that's okay, because I don't need one, because I am traversing the universe at light speeds by myself.
You could probably just make yourself orgasm anyway.
That's quite possible.
You know, without even just thinking about it. Oh, I'm going to orgasm now. Done.
Think about it. With the Power Cosmic, I don't have to eat, don't have to drink, don't have to sleep.
You could create a woman for her sole purpose of having sex with you and then just destroy her after.
Well, that'd be inappropriate.
Would it, though?
That'd be like taking like the Adam and Eve story.
If she's a construct of you, therefore a part of you. It's not exactly wrong.
But that means I'm taking advantage of myself.
I don't think that... What do you blindfold yourself when you masturbate? I mean, come on. This is... You just create a female vision of yourself, and you just hump, and then you put her back in your pocket, and you're done.
Okay.
Yeah?
Something in my pocket for you, buddy.
Yep.
Very interesting way to use the Silver Surfer's blessings, his powerful gifts.
I think almost every character except for Sebastian we've talked about sex with.
That's true.
Yeah.
But Silver Surfer, he's a very philosophical man. He's not thinking about that. He wants to travel the universe. He just wants to explore, you know? He just wants to be.
No, he wants Shallow Bow. He wanted her.
Yeah, well, of course. But beyond right. that, he's...
Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
I like that movie. No.
Rent the movie Shallow Hal.
So you like Silver Surfer. Was there anything else real quick that you wanted about him or liked that you needed this character to have his powers?
No, that's it.
That's it?
Didn't he have... Wasn't his big thing like kind of like a Firestorm, like transmutation? He could like
he could change elements. Yeah. He can do that too.
Okay, so if
he could also heal people if necessary.
So you could go to like Somalia and say, water!
Yes.
And give everybody... Which, he's a dick, because he's lived all this time on Earth, and he hasn't done
it. I haven't seen him help Somalia once.
What a piece of shit.
No, just because you didn't see it doesn't mean he has not done it.
Norrin Rad. More like Norrin Bad.
Right. It would have been in the news, buddy. Speaking of powers and transmutation...
disrespectful.
My second one I'm going with is Plastic Man. Patrick E. O'Brien.
Of course you pick him.
I've talked about him before, guys, but I'm going to say his power is great. And yes, I was thinking sexual-wise when I did this one, too. Imagine the size.
And you also could, penis
you
size.
You could expand inside. You could, you know.
You could also kill a lot of women that way, too.
Well, you have to be careful. I mean, first there'll be some practice rounds, so you just get some hookers. But after that, you know, you go with actual women that aren't...
So after murdering 12 ladies, 12 hookers...
They're called sex workers now, guys. That's the proper nomenclature.
So after...
After murdering...
12 workers.
Sex workers.
Anyway, getting back to the thick of it.
We're going to hell.
He's great. I mean, he can change his body into anything. He can change shapes. He can change his face.
Mm-hmm.
He's practically immortal. He's been around for forever. He can live pretty much forever. He can put his body into a fluid state. You know, I mean, have you ever just been someplace and you're like, man, I really would like a seat.
Right.
And there's none around. Well, you just make your own out of your hip.
And now I'm the seat.
Right. And then you can just sit on yourself.
That's right.
Or if you have friends that are like, oh, my back's hurting. I need to sit down. You turn into a stool. Yeah. Done.
There's a local comic shop here in Los Angeles in Burbank called the House of Secrets. And out front, they have a bench that somebody painted like Plastic Man. And I like got all like giggly when I saw it. I was like, that's Plastic Man. Yep. That's great.
Yeah, I was there for
that.
Did you
sit on the seat?
I did stuff.
You
on
did.
The
you
seat.
Sat on his face.
Yeah, I did. I sat on his face.
Yeah.
Did you get permission to sit on his face?
That was just more for me. And
did
I
you?
Get,
I allowed it.
Did you get permission to sit on his face?
I allowed it.
I said, "Sir, may I sit on your face?"
What more do you need?
And he said
yes.
He said, "Woof woof." And that was it.
Yep. From Munda. Anyway, so your next one.
My next one is the Avenger, the android, the Vision. Now, he's got that solar energy, solar jewel in his head. I'm not really talking about that. I'm talking about density control. To me, always a badass power. Now, the Vision, by interfacing with an unknown dimension to which he can shunt and from which he can accrue mass, thus becoming either intangible or extraordinarily massive, the Vision can change his density, which at its lowest allows flight and a ghostly phasing intangibility, and at its heaviest, a density 10 times greater than that of depleted uranium. So to be able to just be like, become diamond hard. Oh, wait, that sex again. Become diamond hard and just take a punch, become, have superhuman strength because of that, or to be able to just go intangible. To me, it's like another one of those all-purpose powers. You can just, it's got so many capabilities to just be like, all right, I don't want to take the elevator, I'm going up, I'm floating
plus
up.
Plus, that's pretty Norn rad.
Yeah. And he has a lovely lady. Scarlet Witch is a lovely woman for him. She appreciates him.
Yeah, but I don't want that baggage. That lady is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
Cuckoo banana pants, yeah, I believe.
She's like saying no more mutants at one point, and then she's saying she has babies with him that obviously can't happen. I love how nobody questioned that, too, back in the 90s when she was like, I have my children. And everybody's like, yeah, they have kids. And they're like, wait, the Vision's not human. He's an android. And somehow you have two babies. But she made him with magic. Chaos magic. So no, I don't want the baggage of that. I just want to have diamond hard skin, or I want to be able to go ghost.
I see.
Or to be able to just solidify, put your hand in somebody and just be like, meep. Wow. And solidify them and take their heart out. Specifically
like Kano from Mortal Kombat?
Wait, what? Whoa. Yes. Yeah, that's right. Although he just straight up ripped their hearts out, right?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Finish them.
No, I'm being more subtle about it. I'm saying, like, I'm just going to slowly...
Get inside you.
Yeah, get inside you.
I see.
And then just kind of ease, uh-huh. And then your heart's gone.
Yep. Yeah. Starts with just the tip.
You know, we're doing some very vicious metaphors today, man. What's going on here?
I don't know, man. We got a lot of angst that we just got to
get out. You're not kidding, man. What do women do to your life, man? What's going on here?
Everything's fine.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
There's no bodies.
I just want to make sure. Look, if you guys need counseling, I know where to get the help for you guys. I know where to find it.
Everything's good.
Okay.
Really?
All right.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Who's
you're
your
next?
Your...
All right. My next person is going to be the first lady of the group, Storm.
Nice.
Aurora Monroe.
Well, you don't have to have a vagina now. You'll just have her powers.
Just have her powers, right. Yes.
But... Although if you want
yeah.
a vagina. Kevin, it might work better for you.
Yeah, who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows? But hey, think about it. The power and the ability to manipulate and control the weather, who wouldn't want that?
That's true.
I mean,
that's true.
Who wouldn't want that?
Especially here in Southern California, I would make it rain a lot.
Yeah.
Or snow.
Weather control is cool.
Yeah, snow would be nice. Yeah. Oh my God, you imagine you made it sleet and then just sit on a bridge overlooking the freeway.
Right.
Sleet and hail.
Just watch the damage.
Especially hail. If you just want to bring like hail the size of like basketballs.
Well, even in Los Angeles though, you could just be up on like on the overpass and just like go drizzle. And it'll drizzle and then you'll just see cars going freak out and be like, oh my God, there's water on my car.
Or do you think that she could like make it rain frogs?
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. She's never done that, though,
she
right?
could. She could also manipulate the ocean current, so she could probably create, like, the biggest tidal wave you could imagine.
Oh, my God. Don't piss him off or her.
Well, she could do the whole thing of, like, tornado some frogs up from a creek and then just dump them on people.
That's true. Yeah. That would be fun to do in L.A. traffic.
Or just call upon, like, a freaking, you know, super tornado.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Super tornado.
But then you'd have to... No. We've talked about this before. When you use your powers, Kevin, would you have to... explain them as they're happening?
Well,
yes.
I think it is
rain pour.
I think it is only appropriate.
I think
you have to, because I think
then they'll know he did it.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's him with the powers.
If you're gonna do this,
that asshole over there,
an incantation with reverb, like using a He-Man type voice, would be very appropriate. You know, because after all, I have the power. Absolutely, you would have to do it, so people do know your name. That you have to perform the incantation.
Kevin, mistress of the elements. Wait a minute.
Master.
Mistress of the
In this
elements.
Case, master of the elements.
I don't know how that works. But you know, whatever works, works.
Yes.
I'm going to go with my third one now. I'm going to go with Blink.
Nice.
She has the ability to teleport herself and others at will. She can teleport large masses, including sizable groups of people. She can also use her powers in a destructive manner by teleporting only parts of objects.
Nice.
She can open portholes that displace projectiles and even enemies that threaten her. They're portals are typically pink, but whatever. I don't care.
It's comfortable.
I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Think about the ideas here, gentlemen. Like, you're talking about phasing your hand through someone in to grab their heart. I'm talking about just removing their heart in a portal and just watching them fall. I mean, yes, that's a terrible thing to think of. Mine was mainly for travel purposes, as in if I wanted to go to, I don't know, South Africa to visit, mm-hmm. I would just porthole myself there.
Right.
And go visit. Change, wear whatever I want, bring a bag with me. If I said, hey, 75 of my closest friends, let's all go to Antarctica. Boom. Done. Yeah. Great way to travel. Save so much money. Take as many people as you wanted. You can plan things so much easier. Hey, instead of like everybody, let's all show up at this place for lunch and then everybody's like 15, 35, 45 minutes late. Everybody show up to my place at 6 o'clock sharp and I'll portal us over there at 6:01. Done. You know what I mean? Like, it's just awesome. Awesome power.
I'm digging it. All right, my next one is going to be the Taskmaster.
Ooh.
Taskmaster gained the ability to absorb knowledge instantaneously. This ability linked to his muscle memory, allowing the Taskmaster to instantly replicate the physical movement of peak level humans using their photographic reflexes. He's highly skilled in various forms of combat and an exceptional martial artist. He's mimicked Elektra. He's mimicked Iron Fist. He's mimicked Shang-Chi. He mimicked the swordsman skills of the Black Knight, the Silver Samurai.
Did you say the Black Knight?
The Black Knight.
Whoa,
the Black
Knight. Now there's a good character.
He's mimicked the deadly accuracy of Captain America with a shield, Hawkeye with a bow and arrow, Punisher with firearms, Bullseye with various projectiles, as well as displaying a strenuously honed athletic ability, a la the Black Panther and Daredevil. This guy is fucking awesome. Yes, he can't mimic their powers, but he can just watch a DVD of, like, Jackie Chan doing shit, and then he'll do it.
Drunken Master.
Yeah. You can watch Drunken Master. So, not only does he have that, like, for instance, I was just saying, he's got Elektra, Iron Fist, Shang-Chi. He's got all of that stuff, all of their knowledge of their fighting skills in his brain.
That was probably one of the best scenes, well, of two in the Iron Fist series, when they had the Drunken Master fight.
Right.
Yeah, which I thought was pretty badass.
Right, that was a good one.
He was just drunk and drinking.
The literal drunken master, yeah.
And he's talking some
and
trash, too.
Even that could have been way better in, like, better hands.
Right.
You know, but, hey, what are you going to do?
Danny Rand, poor guy.
Yeah, I wonder if somebody would do a parody about him. That'd be hilarious.
That would be hilarious. We did.
And inappropriate.
Yes, we did, we are.
Netflix, Marvel would not like it.
No, we did, we are. But no, Taskmaster, to me, like, he even would modify stuff. There was a mini series he had. He created like a type of spider because he could mimic Spider-Man's movements.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He created like web shooters, so then he could use them as if he was Spider-Man. Yeah, he can't stick to walls, but he knew how to kind of be agile.
Oh, nice.
And all that.
Yeah.
And yeah, just to be able to be like, oh, that's cool. Like you spent your whole life training to be a swordsman, Black Knight, and Silver Samurai. I can just fuck you up by myself.
So he mimicked how to make the web shooters from Spider-Man?
He probably could do... Well, no, he didn't do that. He made, like, his version. They were kind of like these, like, energy-based ones.
Yeah.
But he can do the exact movements of Spider-Man.
So, wait. So let's say he gets Reed Richards and captures him. He says, I'm going to murder Sue Storm if you don't make the ultimate nullifier in front of me. And he makes it.
He would know how to make one.
And then the Taskmaster would then know how.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I'm in.
Yeah.
Could he create his own Infinity Gauntlet?
Well, no, he would need the gems.
Yeah, and for that, I think that... Well, if spellcasting even. Like, if you could make that through magical spells, he might be able to learn that from somebody.
Scarlet Witch. That is true. He could totally learn...
Yeah, that's
Holy
right.
Holy shit.
Wow.
He could become, like, the most powerful being.
I was just being like, cool, I'll be like a ninja, but you just opened up the door, the Pandora's box of
so
shit.
So Scarlet that's Witch true. And Taskmaster working together.
Yeah, well, he could... She'd be like, no more mutants. He'd be like, no more mutants.
Right.
Get it?
Well, more. He could just hang out, like, or even spy on, like, the Beast, spy on Reed Richards, all these people, and just get all their knowledge.
That's
especially
great,
in Dark Beast. Actually, put him in Dark Beast together.
Right.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
That would be very cool.
But yet, what did he do?
Mr. Quesada. Mr. Quesada, are you listening?
Mr.
Quesada.
Quesadilla.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. But what does he spend all his time doing but training thugs? That was like his big thing.
Yeah.
I was like, he had the coolest power and he trained thugs. Although they've totally embraced him now and he's a badass.
Good.
So yes, I want to be Taskmaster. Captain.
Who do you want to be?
Phantomex.
Nice. That's that really good Mexican chip you can get at Vaughn's.
Yeah. No, not quite.
Oh.
You get the dip, that queso. Mm.
Nope. He became my favorite character from the first volume of Uncanny X-Force.
Know. Thank you, Rick Remender. Yes.
And Jerome Opina's art. I mean, this guy, what an awesome character he is. The fact he has multiple brains, he has an external nervous system.
Lame.
And he can create... Don't you have some respect.
For external nervous systems?
Yes.
No!
Have some respect.
It's a terrible idea.
It's a great idea.
Okay.
Hey, you wouldn't want to have a multiple brain?
Nah.
Multiple brains? You wouldn't want to have
a... I overthink it.
Didn't he get shot in the head once and he lived because he's like, oh, I got another brain?
Absolutely.
The man must never sleep. Imagine if he overthought.
That does happen. Hey, that's why he creates some amazing illusions.
That's right.
To trick people.
Which and, is his main power, right?
And yes, and he's great at hand-to-hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
And he's accurate.
Mm-hmm.
You can't go wrong there. If you're like a special, like, you know, you're a...
He looked kind of like, what was that? It was a Storm Shadow?
Yeah, he looked like Storm Shadow.
Yeah, kind of like a Storm Shadow type abilities, yes.
You know. If I was Hasbro, I would sue.
But guess what? They're not going to.
They should.
But misdirection was his main...
That was his main thing.
Power, right?
What a Mysterio's power. Get it? Mysterio?
Yeah.
Power. Yeah, never
Don't
mind.
Hate. Don't hate.
The hell with you both.
Don't Fuck. Hate.
All you.
Bruce you, Campbell would have been an awesome Mysterio. I'm just saying.
He would have been, actually, yeah.
He was in all of them.
Yeah. That's right. Oh, my God. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. That was Kevin and I's little theory there. We were going to put Mysterio and Chameleon together in a movie. And Chameleon kind of be like the Joker of the Dark Knight.
Right.
And Mysterio be more like the Two-Face kind of behind the scenes guy.
Right. I'm in.
Would have been amazing, but no.
Not yet.
Marvel
another
and
time. Sony.
Sony just kept fucking it up.
No, but they'll get it right this year.
We'll see.
Look, Michael Keaton can't go
wrong. No, hold my breath. Anyway, my fourth is Mystique, Raven Darkholm. She's a mutant shapeshifter with the ability to shift the formation of her biological cells. So basically, she can turn into anything. She can even turn into animals, which I did not remember.
Right.
But apparently that's a thing. She's got just all kinds of shapeshifting powers that she can do. My thing would be like... I thought about it, and I was like, well, would I want to be invisible?
Right.
Because invisible, ever since I was a kid, that was like my number one power I wanted, was to be invisible.
To see boobies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I thought, well, why can't I just turn into a woman and go in and then see boobies too?
Right.
You know? So Mystique was just a cool character to think about, because you could basically get into anything and do whatever you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And it's almost legitimate.
Right.
If you think about it.
She's also got amazing baby throwing powers, like when she threw a baby Nightcrawler off a cliff into the ocean or into the river.
Yeah, I could toss a baby like nobody's business. Enter the Scottish contest. I'm sure they have a pole tossing one. I'm sure they have a baby tossing contest.
Mutant baby tossing one?
Yeah, I could enter that. But I think she's just a really cool character. I think that being able to morph into look like anybody else, you know.
Master of disguise.
Yeah. It's awesome. Always a classic thing to have, and I think I'd want that in my catalog of powers.
I like it. Well, in the vein of the weather vein, I'm just full of puns today, of Kevin's storm choice, I went with the Inhuman Crystal.
Oh, nice.
She...
Lovely lady.
She has psionically control of the four classical elements, air... Earth, fire, and water. So
love their music.
Yeah, they are a wonderful band, and they will continue to be a wonderful band. But I mean, I don't even have to really expand on that. You have power over air. You should make a fist out of the earth, a huge wind current. You could incinerate people with fire or control. I mean, it's just literally like no matter where you are, you have a you have control of something.
Mm-hmm.
So to me, that was just. Honestly,
you're like a complete bender. You're the airbender.
Right.
Basically, you have control over all the elements.
Oh, I thought you meant the guy from Futurama.
No,
it was like just a weird asshole robot.
Robot that drinks. It's kind of a dick.
No, so I don't even have to expound on that because air, earth, fire, and water. I mean, like, it's just a badass power to have control over every element like that.
Very true.
Yeah, Kevin, I think we're on our last ones, guys.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, my last one is. Some ways I kind of like him in a Silver Surfer vein. He's a cosmic traveler. Metron.
Oh, Metron.
The new god Metron.
Huh, what an
wow,
asshole.
What a lazy choice.
Why? Because it's in a Mobius chair. Hey, that Mobius chair is cool. You want to traverse time and space? You know, he likes to pursue knowledge, and he's neutral in the battle between Apocalypse and New Genesis.
Yeah. Wow. What a nice guy. This guy's winning me over here with Kevin.
Look, I like his ability to learn. He's a knowledgeable man.
That chair sitting power coming in.
Yes. Yes, it is.
I like to show up at places and just be like, hey, some big cosmic event's going to happen. Peace out. I warned you.
I'm not going to tell you what.
See you later.
But hey, if the worst comes to the worst, comes to the worst, comes to the worst, he can intervene and assist.
Is there a toilet in that chair?
Yes, there is.
So he could be taking a dump when he's having a conversation.
Absolutely.
Like, something big is coming. But wait, there it is. Flush.
But in all reality, these comic book characters talking about, in all seriousness of his powers, he's a time traveler too, right? I mean,
he can travel time, he can travel here. Matter of fact, he can go into other universes if necessary.
Right. All right.
I feel a little ripped off.
Now I know it sounds boring, but you know what? When you just want to relax from a hard day's work, why not just sit in the Mobius chair?
I feel really ripped off, Kevin. Because you chose him after I chose Wave Rider, my final choice.
Another New Genesis guy, right?
No.
No?
No, not really. He was, Wave Rider.
He's from either.
Where yeah,
he he's, Metron does come from either.
He's like, I think they revealed it to be, like, in the future, he was Rip Hunter. Like, Rip Hunter turns into him.
Oh, you're right.
But
yeah,
I think that was
a
New 52 reference, I think. And I don't know if that's still canon. I don't know anymore.
Yeah, I can't.
But anyway, Wave Rider can travel through time at will and is capable of accessing the time stream and monitoring it.
Right.
He can also access a person's aura. And by touching them, he can predict their most likely future at any time in their life. When he first received his powers, his entire appearance was transformed from a normal-looking man into a being with fire-like hair and yellow skin with a black outline along the back of his body. Wave Rider can also fly at the speed of light, can fire quantum energy blasts, and can become invisible, huh? And intangible.
Nice.
So the heart-pulling thing, I get my kitty, I can turn naked, or I can...
Whoa!
Well, I am naked. I can turn invisible and then watch naked people.
Yeah.
Or I can turn naked and then watch more naked people.
Right.
I can fire blasts, I can run really freaking fast, and I can travel through time. Metron can suck it. Wave Rider is where it's at.
He's got a sweet name. Wave Rider.
Metron kick his ass.
He wouldn't get out of his chair to do it.
But Metron has abilities similar to Forge.
How are you going
to
kick somebody's ass if you're sitting down?
Look, he has similar abilities to Forge of X-Men's Forge. He's a brilliant man. He can create things. He can blow his ass off.
He has quantum energy blasts.
And you think he can't create a device to counter that?
Well, not if he doesn't know he's coming. Boom, right in the face. Boom, right in the face. He's really fast.
Mobius chair will tell him ahead of time.
Really fast.
Mobius chair will tell him ahead of time.
No. He'll just touch him and be like, you're going to die.
Never underestimate X, the X element. Never underestimate.
He's not an X, man. There's no X element there. Who are you joking? You ain't fooling nobody, Kevin.
You ain't fooling nobody. All right, well, my fifth and final is the one where people go, oh, Jared, look at you picking that dark horse one, the one we wouldn't think of. And yeah, that's what I do, because I like to get fucking into it. I like to fucking fuck with your minds. And now I'm going to calm down, and I'm going to tell you that I chose the he's not a popular guy, but the third Summer Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Vulcan.
Oh, yeah.
Now, love him or hate him, Vulcan's powers.
It's no joke.
He is a mutant with the ability to psionically manipulate vast amounts of energy. In addition to traditional energies of the electromagnetic spectrum, Vulcan has displayed control over exotic energies such as Cyclops' optic blast and magical energy. Vulcan has used his power to produce light, heat, force, and electricity, as well as warp or disable large amounts and different types of existing energy. Pretty much, this guy is like what Magneto is with magnetism. He's that with energy. Anything energy... He can create a force shield. He could fly at the speed of light. He could manipulate people's brain energy to even control their powers.
Good lord.
I remember one of the coolest things he did is when, like, you first saw what his power was, just in a minute way, was Cyclops was like, didn't know it was his brother at first, and was like, shot his optic blast at him, and Vulcan just, like, took it and, like, moved it around him and moved it somewhere else. Like, he can just play with energy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So, I actually was a fan of Vulcan. I liked the Deadly Genesis story. I thought it was cool.
I don't even know who this guy is besides what
it's
you told me.
It's a good story. It was like it's one of those ones where they kind of like Identity Crisis where they like revamped history.
Fabian didn't write
No.
Good. Then it's probably quality.
No, Brubaker did it.
Good.
And
we love you, Fabian.
No.
he's an Omega level mutant. His power is elevated to where he's he can absorb energy. So he can absorb energy, project it. He could do anything he wants with energy.
Kosera, his father's proud of him.
I think he killed his dad, didn't he?
Oh.
Yeah, he killed his dad.
Not so proud.
He's not proud of him. No, I think in that
He killed a Starjammer?
He killed his dad. He killed Corsair.
I didn't know that.
Story where
he goes to battle. Turned a Starjammer into jelly.
Yeah, pretty much.
He goes to take over the Shi'ar Empire because he's mad what the Shi'ar Empire did to his family and all that stuff. So he takes over. He becomes like the ruler of the Shi'ar Empire for a bit.
That's crazy.
And he kills Corsair.
Did he ever get his hands on the Emkron Crystal?
Yes. I don't know.
I don't remember.
I'm making it up.
There was that War of Kings story where it ended up with him and Black Bolt killing each other. They fought in space. Black Bolt's come back. Guess who hasn't come back? Vulcan has not come back.
At some point. Black Bolt and Medusa aren't together now, right?
I think they got back together after IVX. They kind of insinuated that they were going to get back together.
Damn.
She was kind of flirting with the Human Torch, Johnny Storm, again.
Right. I remember that was going on.
And then she was like, I'm sorry, Johnny, but I got to go with my
king. Are they cool with that little girl having Lockjaw in her possession?
I think Lockjaw's
Kamala?
Comes back and forth.
She's an inhuman. That's true.
Yeah, he can travel wherever he wants.
So yeah, that's gonna do it for our powers, guys. I'm sorry if it got really dark and sexual, but that was just things happen.
What do you expect?
Look, these guys are trying to work out some issues. Yeah. It's okay.
This is how we deal with things.
They're gonna see counseling next weekend. So
I'm gonna put on a dress after this and lipstick on and cry in a closet. Well, it's the normal.
I do have a blonde wig for you.
Yep.
So.
Friday night, baby. So, On that note,
show us some love.
Show us some love.
Subscribe to us on YouTube, on iTunes.
Oh, we're going to get the wrong subscribers.
Yeah. Buffalo Bills. What kind of help did you guys need?
Would you fuck me?
What do you guys look like? I hear your voices. Are you great big fat people?
I got lotion.
Yeah, I got some lotion for it. And a wow.
Don't worry. We're all going to see counseling. So by the time we get to the next podcast, you won't hear this kind of talk.
Sure.
So please. Actually, if you want to contribute to our podcast, just leave some comments on the best psychotherapists, psychologists, psychiatrists.
You have to subscribe first.
Subscribe first.
YouTube. Right. Facebook, iTunes, look
Instagram,
us up. Instagram,
Twitter. Find us, look us up.
Find us and love us. But we will see you